Holy Mill, Tafresh and Aleph. So, Sarah came up like this once, that I gave one of my children didn't have his dalaminim, so I gave it to him, okay, it's maknitim, but I'm not saying, fine, say that, you know, maybe we'll get that cigar, we won't get that cigar. So, after I gave it to him, he's a lamdan, he perhaps like, you know, he picked up the bikaina, so is that good enough for the lakicha for Natil Suluf? Now, the mitzvah is to lukach them. The mitzvah is to take it, right? So now, he took it for b'tor kinyan. He didn't take it b'tor, in order to do ma'aseh kinyan. He didn't do it b'tor l'kichas luluf. So the question is, if you take it b'tor, what? What you say? The two shah. Okay, it's mitzvah's kavana, and then also, okay, let's go mitzvah's kavana. Yeah, so it's talking about b'kriya yakir, right? The b'kriya yakir, which you mentioned, top version of these. It's chiker. What's pshat the mitzvah of lukach them? Mitzvah of lukach them means you have to do a ma'aseh l'kicha, you have to go in and pick it up off the ground. The shame mitzvah tila zulov, or lekach just means holding it. That doesn't mean lekicha means doesn't mean taking. It means more I'm holding in my hand. Shout out to B'kri Yaakov is that somebody picks up before Elisa Shachar, before the Zman Chiv. So when he picked it up, it wasn't a Zman which he able to use in the mitzvah. Afterwards, he kept on holding it until after Elis. Now it's my mitzvah. So declares the B'kri Yaakov, if the sort of mitzvah lekach them is the sort of dava is that the mitzvah is the taking. You have to take it. So I took it now as manchiyah. The kicha is a chesed in the meis of the kicha. If you're not going to be yoitza, but again, if the lakachtim he said it over is, doesn't mean you have to. It just means achiza. Doesn't mean taking it. It means achiza. Then you're going to be yoitza. So first he brings more note to say yoitza. Then in Tosefes Bakum in the back he has his sophist the Pekar Yaakov and Daf Rishon Beis. He wants to bring a raya for the Gemara Yuma. That game involving Gemara Yuma. That was not. I don't know how familiar I am with Gemara Yuma yet. Because he wants to be right for the Gemara Yuma by Kesef HaChafina. The Gemara Zashayel, if one person is the Kohen Gadol is Chayfin and gives it to another Kohen Gadol, so the Gemara Zashayel, we have a Kicha, I day one person, a Hava, I day another person, Gemara discusses that a problem or not a problem. So effective Kriya Yaakov, that if you say that holding something is called a Kicha, so what's the Gemara Zashayel over there? One Kohen Gadol did the Chafina, then he gave it to another Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Zashayel is the one who brings it in. Do you have to have a Kicha and a Hava by the same person or not? What's the problem? He's holding it. If a kicha means holding it, so over there it is called a kicha vav aches because the kohen gadol is holding it now. That's called a kicha. Elamai zok the b'kri Yaakov when it says a kicha means you have to pick it up for that, and therefore it's not enough. It's not enough they consider holding it. The Chazon Ish in the last booklets it was kuf men tes beis. We saw that Chazon Ish says the raya from Kohen Gadol Nishken Raya, he said, because over there, this din you have to take from the Klisharis. Over there, din is that you have to do the Kicha from the Klisharis. So one Kohen Gadol picks it up, because the other Kohen Gadol is the son of the Kicha. Okay, leave out the Mariyama. But the Chazon Ish is more noted to say that Kipshutai Mistama is more noted to say that the Mitzvah of the Kachlan does not mean you have to take it, L'shem Lulav, it more means Achiza, and therefore it's more noted to say that in the Shalab of Kriyakiv, that if you're holding it after, before Lais, after Lais, then you're going to be used. So it's basically the Siddur Shaila is Lekachim meaning you have to do Maisa Kikim, you have to pick it up, or Lekachim just means Achizah. They're really the line of Kiminas. Nafkiminas is one before Lais, they after Lais, which, okay. How Negei is it? I don't know. Yeah. Pin is up by Fasikin, like there, okay. That's probably a little bit less Negei. What? Ah, he's up all night. Okay, fine. Yeah,
when you write it down in Shaila, you only take it.
What do
you
say?
You knew it's hard to wake up late.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, he's not taking it until after Shmuel.
Okay, I'll have the Ben Zman and the Shmuel later. Okay, it's one Nafka Mina. Another Nafka Mina would be the case you mentioned before. When I give it to you, Matanus Lahakso, I give it to you. So you do the, you do, when you're picking up, when I give it to you, Matanus Lahakso. So when I give it to you, so if the mitzvah is the Lekicha, so right when I'm taking it, I'm not, what? So we told him maybe get the other button basachas. Maybe he's told to get the other button basachas. What? No, the problem is like this. It has to be shali. It has to be mine, right? So when I b'shas, when I did the lekicha, was it mine?
Yeah.
That sounds like it. B'shas, when I took the lekicha, right now maybe it's I'm picking up. Maybe it's not mine yet. Elamai what? You want to say get the other button basachas? What do you say? No, I hand it to you. I hand it to you. Here, take it. Okay, and I pick up the loop. Now when he took it, the lekicha, so the actual lekicha, so it wasn't his yet when he did the lekicha yet.
Why, you didn't do a kinyan?
No, The kicker means I have to take it. The second which I took, it wasn't mine yet. I didn't own it yet. So you want to say Gidel Bankachas, right? So you learned him saying? I'm saying, well, Hadar Mailer and Hadar Shiva and Gidel Bankachas? You remember? Okay. That was getting rusty in Ashim Zikin. Whatever. Kipshute Gittin has to be that the basic Mahalach along the lines of Gittin is that Gittin is just a Mice and a Sina, it's not a Mice Akinian. So Mice and a Sina, which is still it's just a Chasar and Agigabe. A Mice and a Sina, which is still, you remember what I'm saying, right? A Mice and a Sina, which is still Agigabe, is a Chasar and the Mice and a Sina. Is a mice and sina with chasam agabe? And Bankach says, okay, the problem with agabe. But if you need it, it has to be yours. Kipshuta is mitad schia, wouldn't work. The Mani system rich says that by schia, we don't see Gedel Bankach. Okay, we'll get to.
Tonight, a little bit, we'll be kind of before
the
mitzvah.
That would be tonight. Later, it'll be tali in. If the mitzvah is like. If it's going to be the kicha, that'll be not afkina. A third afkamina would be. What do you say? Kind of halfach, okay. Kind of halfach, yeah.
When you're holding
it halfach also. Sometimes the luchar tzol brings down. When the guy's makdish, you should take it, put it down, and pick it up. Like the luchar tzol does bring down as a shita like that. But it seems to be definitely minigah ilam. You have a, anyone over here in the brisk on the Obacher? No? Over there in brisk, the minig is we go to Sheikh to Roshiva's Lulav and Esrog. You know, that's what the. That's what the. What? You say? What? No, Jeffrey's going to an island in Rav David. So he went to Rav David. But, the island goes and shakes the. They wore a macron just to pick it up, put it down.
It's also like the Kavana of
Fuka. Fuka, what?
I pick it up.
No, but when's the Lakicha? I picked it up, and gave it to me. Then I go and make a bracha. Where was the Lakicha? The Lakicha means I have to pick it up. I picked up for Kenyan, right? And could be. So when you're holding halfach, so someone being a right, you're holding a halfach every time, or on the side, mitzvahs, or on the other eitzah, the going. How do you? What's the eitzah in terms of over the siyasan? They have a mind not to be yoitzah. Choyra, that is also you didn't do a ma'aseh lekicha. So that the b'kriya kavishamzan would say yesh lechalik. It's that ulai yesh lechalik when I did a little kicha and the zman chiyav b'tor. It's a lekicha l'shem mitzvah, but I don't want to be yoytzeh yet. I want it to be a long, nice lekicha, and that between that or something which is mufka that the lekicha is not isman, which is not chiyav, or it's not shaykh mitu yoytzeh. That's what they want to say is a chilek. And a chilek, the chilek is not such a glata dakas like a chilek. That's the chilek. Another nafkamin is this: you have an old person. So he's not much old, and he can pick things up, and he just slipped the hand in the lube and that's into his hand. Like it was like you sort of hold it with him and then you go for a second. That's a very similar shayla. There's no maisa kicha, but there is a maisa achiza. So maisa in the luchar itself does bring down, we do it, you make the kinney, you should go ahead, put it down, pick it up. Maisa minig olam definitely seems to be not like that. Minig olam is definitely more like the chazanish. That we know on the mitzvah is the achiza shaboy, not the picking up, and the kacha means you have to be holding it, and as opposed to the etzem achiza shaboy. What do you mean? What do you say? Okay, I'm saying you can do it upside down. You can do
upside down. Is
you have the first pickle there? No one has it. You have it there? No. Ram brings down in terms of when we say this is going on the tzaddik need the lekicha. He says how high it to become the dalaminim. What? Shasakim mitzvahs. If you know the kabbis tomorrow, the daf lametz, once say that Just like in Hilchos Kinyan, how much Agba has to be? Agba has to pick up something 3 tefachim. It's like the kapis tamar movie. It says little kachim, you have to meisle kicha. So what to say? You have to go over here, you have to pick it up 3 tefachim, and that, you know, that's the share, how much you have to pick it up when you do the netilah. So Zaman says, like Mechetesa, who said that the lakachtem or the hagba over here needs the hagba, which you need mitzad gidri kinyanim. Gidri kinyanim hagba is 3 tefachim. He says a pella. The Mechetesa means hagba shel kinyan. Why should you need a hagba shel kinyan? He says Lashon Taisus says it's not so much a raya, and brings down from the Steichemet, the Chaim Bracha, and many Achrayim want to say that we're not chayshes that you need hagba 3 tefachim. You just have to go ahead and pick it up. Now, but again, there's man of when a person doesn't see the lulav. So, be'etzem b'yisayid lulav, it sounds like mitzvah mitzvah rishayim, it sounds like mitzvah sugya, is that lulav is shaykh to halal. You make the bracha b'zman halal, and that's the zman which you do it. To do it, Arizal was noyig to do it before shachris. He said to do it in the sukkah, and to do the mitzvah with the sukkah, and al-pisoyid is definitely a great sa'inyah. The shayla is, is that something which is ideal achila to do or not? What do you say?
Most people
daven
in the sukkah,
and therefore
they agree that the best time is
right. So definitely everyone agrees. Okay. Now first, on lachadik, Rav Moshe Tshuva has a taina. He says that there's a cloud that if you have a cloud with something which is tader, v'sheini tader tader kaidam. So we have two mitzvahs in front of you, right? You have shacharis and you have mitzvahs lulav. So that's in the cloud and kol tarkul. You say tada v'sheni tada tada kadam. The tada has to go first. So why are you allowed to go ahead and shake the lulav before mitzvahs?
We're down
with the minion in a half hour. So right, okay, so one second. So you gotta do it. So you want to say you want to say, so first someone say that maybe lulav most of the day. If lulav on the first day is what? Right. So tefila. Okay. So that's Pasha the Tayyis, because Krishna is the Raisa. So there's nothing to talk about. So you have Krishna, which is the Raisa, which is Tadr, and you have Lulo, which is going to be, first thing is going to be the Raisa, there's going to be the Rabbanan. Ramaisa the Chor, the Tadr should go first. The Ramaisa Shuvah is Chor, the Ramaisa says, you can't do that. Ramaisa and Dalat Tzadik Tess, we had open the Ramaisa Kremis. Ramaisa Dalat Tzadik Tess says,
say Krishna.
What do you say? Yeah, Ramesh and Dalid Tzadik Tess. There we go. Ramesh and Dalid Tzadik Tess says that about the Maila of Tadek goes first, and that's Echetesa, one would be allowed to do such a thing.
What
does someone say Krishna earlier?
We woke
up late saying it's not Krishna. What do you say? Ah, she tossed it at 8 hours. Being also, Rav Shach said that midin tader chayv hakdam tefila lulav, that midin tader that you have to do tader, you have to go ahead and do tefila lulav. I think more brings on the ancient Yerushalayim, and where's the other Yerushalayim based on lulav yaday? Halach based on chazal lulav yaday, kar kishmas fal lulav yaday. They took it for davening. That's ancient Yerushalayim because they want to do mitzvah kol zman. So there's no call tader. Now, the tader v'shani tader, you don't say. Is mining about the one of the mitzvahs. If you end up losing one of the mitzvahs, you don't say tada. Therefore, Anshi Shalayim, which they took the whole day, so over there, there's no maila of tada. He says, about everyone else, he says, about the betzim, the maila of tada shuwe. And he says that in Celts, when they took the lulav before davening, they dam bichidus, and they didn't want to worry about al tada, and they took the lulav after shacharis. And they came to basic Knesset. They came from basic Knesset's house. What's the pshat in the minhag olam to do it? So maybe like you were just saying, the pshat is, it could be a limus chos, pshat is that it's not zman tefillah right now, it's not time for shacharis. You're up early with the baby, or there's no minion right now. So then, tadr sheni tadr is only when both mitzvah lefenecha. If the mitzvah is...
So if you're running late, you should have gone to shul and we'll do it.
What did I say?
If you're running late.
Right, hold on a second. So if there's no minion right now, then we could have a limitzvah, definitely. Yeah, I have a limitzvah. If there's no minion right now, so that is, there's no tadav sheni tadav. Tadav sheni tadav, there's no...
She
tells
you
Krishna before,
right?
What do
you
say?
She tells
Krishna before. There's a milah if you say they're rachas, if you say they're minion. There's a milah, I'm saying. So therefore, if it's not the zman, it's not really the zman. It's not really the zman. If it comes book time, it's not like if he show you. It's not the fun of it, there's no tadav sheni tadav. It says the minigah of Chaim Velozhin, that the Gluv Sukkah, Chaim Velozhin got up and ate, so he didn't do it. There's no television any other because he didn't get up and daven. What do you say? No, that, not, we're talking about that there is no other minion. About there's a minion around, that's mutol achad daven. We're only saying, I can't daven right now. Why can I daven right now? Because whatever the situation is, I can't daven right now. Whether there's no minion.
The minion where you daven before.
Whatever, there's no minion or whatever the situation is. So then we say, fine, yeah, man, kavua. So now it's not your zman tefila. Mashenkein, if it is your zman tefila, then you can do it. So definitely, okay. So what's halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa is like this. Basically, even according to Arizal, if you do it in the, some shuls they go after davening, they go out to the sukkah. That's really get the best of both worlds. You have a shas halo, you behind toshin and toshin kaidem, you got your ulu, you got your everything. You know that definitely would be the ideal. If not, basically, if you don't have... Well? What do you say?
It's
Jesus. It's Jesus of the Dalminim? Yeah. The Tadr beats Jesus.
Right.
The Tadr would beat it. So the Shachar is beat it. The kids are... If you don't shtam, you don't have the minigah Rizal, then definitely you should not take it in the morning before...
What if the
shul
doesn't have a
sukkah? What do you say? If you have the minigah of the Rizal, fine. Yeah, you know, Rizal is the Rizal. If you don't have the minig, then it's a taina lalacha. In the sukkah. So the best would be to get up at nates. The best would be to... Okay, fine. Say that. The most ideal would be, let's go shlap shlap. If you don't have a minig, do it in shul. Saying, fine. If you have a minig like the Arizal, it would be a little more ideal if you get up a little bit early, before the zman of we're supposed to be davening. If you have in the shul, that's definitely chachil. If you have in the shul, it's definitely chachil. Just do it in the shul. You know, a lot of places now.
I mean,
what?
That'd
be crazy. I've never been to that rizal. Doing the sukkah in the shul. Daven vision is central mechavet. So everyone goes out. You know, not everyone goes out. If not, you know, that's your minhag. You know, that's your minhag. That is your minhag. Say? Oh, no, we're going there. Stay tuned. Fine. It's Benegeya Chatzitzas. We saw last time the Sigur of Chatzitza, Benegeya. Chatzitza B'Shas, somebody's taking the team of Sulav. So basically, the Siddur Shaila is that the Mechlik is placed in Iran. Let's say, it has to come up. Somebody has a ring, right? So where's Negeya? Women have rings. A plaster, they call it like a band-aid, okay, or translate to the back in English. A plaster, a band-aid. In English, they wear rings, no, the men. And things like that. So the shayla is in terms of chatzitza, what's going to be the halacha? So you saw last time, nechaklu, toisus, and Iran, what's going to be the halacha b'negeya dinei chatzitza by netila sulav? Do we say that it's just a dim l'kichat hama? Or also there's going to be a din chatzitza. So last time, turns out, how do we paskin? The Mishpura goes back and forth. He says that, lemaitza, let's say you pick up something with the chatzitza. You pick up something with the chatzitza. So Mishpura brings down that the Tali of Mechalik is placed in Iran, does not give a clear achara, therefore he says, do it again, believe bracha. That's what Mishpura writes. And as Mishpura is not being machri between the Tali and Iran, whether it's in the chatzitza or the kichatama, and if he says you go ahead and you do it, if that happened, you go ahead and do it. You go ahead and do it. Pili bracha. That's the Rambam. What? No, it's about the Diyan. If you bought the Diyan, yeah, I'm saying a sandwich is about the Diyan. Just agav. The place can bring down that. Sometimes I don't have it anymore so much, but they have. They wrap the esrog in that. What's that stuff they wrap?
Flax.
The flax stuff, right? So guys, more for the guys who have those silver. What? Yeah, silver esrog holders, like more. I think that's right. You get more for that. But if you take it out and there's a little of that stuff left on it, so that's going to be chatzitza. So what happens if somebody realizes he made a bracha and afterwards looks at his hands? He sees that there's some of that stuff left on it. So what does one do? What is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? It says about the sand. About the sand. Why can't about the sand? What do you say? It's amazing. Fine. So my brings down. The meaning is take off the rings and take off your tefillin. You want to know the chachilo in terms of if you're wearing tefillin, take it off. Rings, saying that when your wife takes the love of her mummy down, the minute it gets him, they should go ahead and take it off. They should unwrap the whatever. I'm saying, I'd like to take it off this way, but you just, you know. I'm a Medina and Lachish, and our mother's like this. Medina is no chash. Why? Since all hands down, because Medina is not going to be chashash. Now, fuck all the akhrain. Why is Ramah saying Medina is not no chashash? Why not? Why is there not? Why is no chasitza over here? Why is it filling out a chasitza? The Ramah's moving forward, it's just a minig ba'almi. It's not something which is mekardin. It's just a minig ba'almi, it's not mekardin. It's not something which is going to be a problem. So why Lamaisa shouldn't it be? What do you say? So, Bidaka, we find there in the Gea. Somebody goes, a lady goes to the mikvah, and she has a mira makbid, or something which is a mira, about a mira, is going to be ksira kvada. We find a kol tar kula, a chatzitza mixas is yashma chatzitza. So why over here, as Ramah is saying over here, that it's only a minig lachman, but didn't loch. So what's found there in Ramah? So the classic mahalach with the go with Magen Avraham, the goyin I want to say, is that the Ramah is going with the shita of the Ran, there's no problem with chatzitza. Meaning there's no problem with chatzitza, so bikr then should be a problem. No gul lachman, you should take it off. Ben Echanami, the whole like Toysavis holds that there is a chatzitza, Ben Echanami is going to be a problem. Lefiza, what comes out? According to Shittas Toysavis, which are Chosh Shittas Toysavis, will come out as it's going to be also Mekar Din. Therefore, the Mishmur brings down that Kamachan Kos Abdin Shakbadal Zet Mechatzitza. Afshan Kodem Chosaban. Al Kain, what happens? If you took it, before you took off your tefillin, or you have your rings, you should yaksa the end of Blei Bracha. You go ahead and take it again with the Blei Bracha. Why? Because the chayshes maybe for the round of yitzah, the chayshes taisis saying a yitzah. If you go ahead and you take a blei bracha, so because of the baseline patzak is you have a ring, take it off, fill and take it off. Now Shmuzal came along to the very bechiddush. He says that no, if it's only a mir, a mashu, it's not such a big problem. What's Ramah talking about? What's talking about where it covers most of your hand? Which definitely the stummy sedava doesn't seem like that and. You know, is that where it had these like big rings? Like, they had 18 rings on? Like, well. No, definitely, you know, that's a very. Definitely very big chiddush. Definitely a pashtadi. The Rizda Ramah doesn't. Rizda Ramah, Rizda.
Why can't that be why the Ramah is saying
because Chasizah Mitzvah is like, say, it's Chasizah. I mean, his Svar, like, the Rosham Zam Svar. Oh, look, I'm saying like that. Right? So, like. So someone's making it that everyone's talking about is that case. Like, what do I say? So the passage of it is that once you take it off. But again, somebody has a band-aid, so Kipshut is like, Dermo, no, go lachmir to take it off. We didn't lachish for that, and she was asking, they don't. Can, you know, you. That we are chayshish, and you should take it off. Therefore, somebody has a band-aid, one should go ahead, lechila, take it off. Somebody has a cast, so Shlomo Zalman says, same everything. If you can take it off, lechila, one should go ahead and take it off. Let's say you can't take it off. It's not coming off. So,
no matter where you're
going to come. Let's say you can't take it off. So Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman held that if you can't take it off, then it's bottled to your hand, and it's going to be okay.
Which is your fingers, like,
pushing it. Which is a chiddush, for those of you who remember from Hilchas Nida, was the Lacha Beritia, Yasi? Huh? Beritia, Mechaber says, Kuf Tzadik Tess Sef Yod is Kuf Tzadik Tess Sef Yod, and the Tia is going to be Sida Chatzitza. So it tells us, Aruchas, why yeah, why not, what's the case? What do you say? It's saying they're back, well, you don't want it there, you'd rather not have a cast. So maybe telling you, what do I say? Like every week, you know, so maybe be telling that But
that
what?
Someone doesn't have hands or
then what?
They would have to roll up their sleeves on their
can you do it with the arm instead?
Let's
see, you have a
cast in here. Yeah, whatever. Okay. I'm saying, it's like Eid. You know, it'll be sort of like sifted out. Fine, let's move on to another one.
Where is the back of the hand? Is a band in the back of the hand is an issue?
The back of the hand? Over here? Why is it chatzitza? What do you say?
Holding my finger, it's not coming between me and the moon.
There's no chatzitza, you're holding it totally, then it's okay. There's no chatzitza, saying. If you hold it loosely, the choyra should be okay. There's no din. Stamzai is not kedai. It's not kedai to hold on your esrig like this because it sweats and it gets brown and changes. You know. They don't pierce the fingers yet.
Women were taking
estrogen. I say. Depends on the tight. It depends how tight they're holding it. If they hold it tight and Zvicha Tzitzah, it's going to be a problem. Okay. That's okay. Fine. I'm going to get at some Nanum. So, it's preferred that this is besides the mitzvah of Lekachdim, there's also mitzvah of Nanum. Where does the Yisoid of mitzvah of Nanum come from? Mitzvah of the Rosh has a Shaila, Yishami has a Shaila with Nanum. You have to do three times, you have to do three, six times. Is it Lekha one or not? The Rosh says that being a Nanum is Darabanan, and you know, being Zansan Rishon, the Nanum is Darabanan, that maybe it's Yisrael Darabanan Lekul. So it seems to me they hold that the Yisrael Nanum is going to be Darabanan. Mitzad Acher, Chassam Sefer points out that what's the Shalulav?
3 plus 1.
If the whole Din and Nanum is just Din Darabanan, so in the Etzim Chetz of the Shalulav is that the Shir Nanua, and it's a little bit interesting that that's considered the Etzim Shir. What's the chiv chinuch by katan? When it start from? Kedel ananeya. So if it's just a chiv darabanan, that's going to be the etzem shir. It's a little bit interesting that that's going to be the etzem shir. So it sounds like. Yeah. So there's some sefer wants to say that maybe the yisod adav is that it has to be royal ananeya. The shidluv has to be royal ananeya, and that's why that's going to be the shir that we have to lemaisa. Could be that's darabanan. It's a little bit interesting. Like you need royal and nail. What's better? Let's say you don't have your own dalaminum. So you could dive in halal the chidus with dalaminum, or you could dive in halal bitzibur without the dalaminum. What's the seidav? The seidav is nanum, it's supposed to be a biseder halal. So shayla is what's more important, halal bitzibur, or is it more important for one to do nanum a biseder halal? The Minhag Rishon Rabbi says that adam shein lulav b'shas samir is halal, yamtim ashele, you have to wait till you have lulav. You don't have to say halal b'chidus. That even you have to halal b'chidus, he says why? Because and Nuum is in the Etzem Mitzvah. Sibur is a mile in the halal. It's not the Etzem Chetz of the halal, right? The halal with Netilas Luluv, that's in the Etzem Mitzvah. It's in the Mitzvah's Luluv, Mitzvah's halal. It's in the Etzem Chetz of the Mitzvah. So therefore, the Tfilat Sibur, which is a mile in the halal, is not going to beat the Etzem Nanum, which is in the Etzem Chetz of the Mitzvah. And therefore, he says about that, once you wait to Dam Ben Sibur, as opposed to. He's a mashing on a lady, he doesn't have to wait for a halal. By Nashim he said.
If you have a stuff on shul and you're going to go and the whole shul goes right into halal, is it better for you to not go through
a halal? Depends how stark your minhag is. If your minhag is very, very stark, so it could be as a. Depends how stack your minhag is, but you should just leave. Why don't you just leave the second before the nefesh hashatz? You have to break a skinam. That's probably the best thing to do. And then getting halabatsi definitely is very big mela. Because he wants to say that the din of nanuim is more important than davening bitzibra. The scroll about a suffix is there din lachem on that's a nanuim. that we find is a din of Kacham B'Yom Rishon. The Nuam B'Yom Rishon is a chilek of Etzem Chetz of the Mitzvah. So he has a suffix, he has noita to say that the Nuam also is a chilek of Etzem Mitzvah, and the Nuam B'Shas Havel, it should, you know. What do you say? The Abanan is, even if it's the Abanan, but all the Abanan, it's a chilek of Etzem Mitzvah. And he wants to tell him that he's noita to say that he has to go. Shemzam was Mesupik. But the Biskov held that there would be a din lechem on the. There would be a din lechem. Yeah.
I
say? What do you say? Why don't they have it? Stama, I mean, in the Alta Haim, no one had, they had like $1 minimum for the whole stock, like, who had it? Like, what do you say? No, it's crazy. Why are they out the. What do you say?
That's the brisket now.
What do you say?
You can't find it.
If your father comes with foot slides, is it better to give him a little?
Wait, he doesn't have a dominion?
Yeah. Let's get some.
So what's the shayla?
Is it better to give it to your father or better to give it to the
doctor? By what?
By
how? You know, is there a mitzvah to give it to aim when you're missing that some davar of the mitzvah? Okay, so what is that? What?
Mishalah.
Right, the chayla wouldn't be. Same.
Why can't you both do it? Shouldn't you pass it over?
Yeah, yeah, you can do that.
You might be a chol
tzibur. Fine, okay, let's get the, we only have a couple minutes. Together, fine, nobody got something new. There are a lot of sfeikas in the Rishayim. I guess we'll start it now after Imam Shah next time. There's one need in terms of when you do Nanuim, do you like turn around each direction, like, or you just move the dot, or you just move the Dalamim around? The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sef Katan Lamed Zayin. He's faced Mizrach, all I knew him. Right, keep Yodav Neged Aruchas. Now, he went like that, 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 that. He didn't like do the. And that was the Minig of the Maril. Chimash is Losh Shachanorach, Matan Rishalula, Bechomach Sabinea, Mashma, Oymed Al Amdoi. It's Mashma, that's the way they just stood. Apia Rizal, the minig is that they go ahead and they turn around, they face, and what? They go whatever. Now, there's a single taina that the Bikriyaka points out, that the Mishmur brings down from the place, and then you do it, you have to bring back Kenegat HaChaza. So, I'm just going like that. What does that mean? I'm going this way, I'm just going like that, right? So it means like, that's what it means. Sounds like if I'm going like that, so I go like that, I bring back the chazah. What's the mile of like going like that and like why the chazah? Just go like that, you know. It's not gonna go chazah. Chazah means go all the way and go back to the chazah. So go to chazah. Huh? So the Bikayak points out by the fact that it says like that would sound more like, you know, that person's being mistavis. Like a bomb Arizal, in Arizal state that a person is mistavis if you go around Mizrach Meir of Tzafadaran, and that's if and I do it. Both Menhagim are Menhagim. I think if you look around, I think most of them were around, right? That seems right. It's not right. Everyone like you know, they like to get into it. You know, they like to get into it, like, you know, with and therefore, what do you say?
Huh? Somebody's turning around for like half of them.
Then you know they don't know it. They don't know every time.
What's
that? No, Badzim straight up. Mr. Brewer likes you not to turn around.
The Sharati says do however you want to do.
But, what do you say? Just ask the.
Would it be
mild
to do, let's say, how you do one way, like Arizal?
It's whatever your minhag is. What's your minhag? It's whatever your minhag is, right? It's whatever your minhag is. Now, we know we don't have so much of a minhag of Zman Azeh. A lot of people don't have minhagim. Chassidim go Arizal for sure. Now, When the Hasidim do what they do with the Gansa, the Buru, you know, whatever. And like, whatever. So, what do you say? I think so. But Adzim, I. What? What do you say? What do you say? I'll be honest with you. It says, Kalachid Yasa, Kalachid Yasa, Lefi, Mim, Kaimai. We're out of time already. Okay, so very quickly, we'll have to do it again slower next time. And again, that's that's something I'm going to say very quickly now, and then because we have to do the shiurim later, then we'll have to do it on either Sunday or Monday. We have to finish up, but towards the end, I'm saying we're going to think about this. This is Kavach. One is a shiur we'll have to discuss next time, since if you're Minig Ziver, then the Tzibur, what do you do? Bein mitzad the Mizrach Mayar, bein mitzad the that. Like, you know, is there Shailah Skaidu? Is a what? The Hidu is and whatever, you know, what's going to be the story with that, you know, when there's a minig, you know, do you say when you're Rome, you know, just follow the crowd, or when you don't, you know, we'll have to discuss that, whatever. But again, it's, what? That what? There for what? So, but we, what do you mean? We always have Sharon with Thomas. But I'll confirm him. Okay, there are a couple of different machlokes in the beginning. I'll speak up very quickly, and then we'll do it much slower next time. And then we show them. The Rambam doesn't have to do all the ruchos. So the Rosh brings down the machlokes. When you do all the ruchos, it doesn't mean you're doing four, one, two, up or down. One, two, up or down. That's fine. You're getting all four. Which that somebody trying to say that looks like a cross, right? One, two, three, four. And also, you know, and the Rosh brings down. They know it'd be better to go like we do, get all six sizes as opposed to four sizes. That's the one you did in the Rishonim. There's another need in the Rishonim when it says Nanuim. Does Nanuim just mean Hilacha Vaiva, going back and forth? Or there's us, or there's a din of shaking the Luluf. You know, is it just back and forth? You have to be like, you know, shaking back and forth. You know, that also a chilek of the Mitzvah's Nanuim. Hisham is a suffix, is going one. Is one is going back and forth, or is that one, each time you go, that's one, two, three, or we have to go one, two, back and forth three times? Yeah. So again, that's some Nanuim. The Ritz case holds that there's no, that it could just going back and forth. It's not really so much of a din to go ahead and do Nanuim. You don't have to do Kiskus. It's very interesting. And the Shittas of Mechaber brings down that, that's some shita mechaber. That seems to say that you do a kiskus. Them source of your siftas?
Yeah.
Source of this? You middle? What? I guess we'll go very quick and I'll go to the next one. That's a mechaber with seemingly paskin, like the shita is that you have to do a kiskus also, some form of level of kiskus. And the Mechaber used to say that, what do? You do three times. You go over there. So this is random. You go over there, shake like three small times over there, and one. That, you know, that seems to be the Shidus. Halacha oisa pamachas. I'm saying halacha, you go one time. At the end, you do three small times over there. That seems to be there. Ramah comes along and argues. Ramah says no. Halacha hava atzma ninua. The one Ramah holds, halacha atzma is the Ninua. Therefore, when it says you have to do three times, it's going to mean that you have to go back and forth three times.
First time I was just explaining
the Mechaber. Mechaber always just go once, and over there you do like three over there. Once, do three over there, and go back. The Ramah is arguing two things. Number one is the Etzem Nanuim is the back and forth three times. That's Etzem Nanuim. Two is the Mishnah brings down that the Ramah also holds you have to do Nanuim also, B'shas. When you menanea, the Nanuim is not the end. As you're going along, you do the Nanuim. And it's according to, that's the Mechaber, that's the Mechaber. Now, the minhag of the Sfarim is not like the Mechaber. The minhag of the Sfarim is that they do the Halacha Nava and they do not do the Kiskus. They don't do the shaking. That's the minhag, where's it come from? It's based on the Rizal, that the Ritz case, the Rizal, and they don't check if they're there for the Shirim, but it's not really a Shirim. So, that's the minhag of the Sfarim. Minhag of the Ramah The minhag HaRambam is you have to do three times. This is very important. When you're doing it three times, as you're going back and forth here. Okay, so fine. Right. As you're going there, you have to... Okay.